You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. I'm ready to go.
Ready? I mentioned before we went to the short break there, as we head back to school, young women thinking about, especially as parents think about young women heading back to campus. I was thinking particularly college students, but even high school students, middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, that question comes up. What about safety, especially for young women as they're heading on campus? And it just so happens our friend Jody Token, founder and coach of The Great Flip, has a great program that she's developed for young women over the last few years. And I've been following on Facebook her story. We had connected before with another great organization, American Heritage Girls. And so she's all about raising up young women to be strong women. And so glad to have you in studio today, Jody. And thanks so much for being our guest today to come talk about The Great Flip.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
So how were you introduced to self-defense? And I know your specific area is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah,
how
were you first? I didn't even know what that word was 5 years ago, but famous last words to my husband was, hey, if we try this, I'll do it with you, with the girls. So my girls were getting ready to go to college, and he started researching what's the best martial art we can give our girls that applies self-defense in a real-life way. Because we've seen, there's a million of them. So he found this Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I'm like, okay, I'll go with you, girls. And like, okay, here we are. And we liked it for three reasons. Without getting in back to the history of Jiu-Jitsu, we liked it because it empowers smaller framed people to do big things. It teaches leveraging, and so a small amount of energy goes a long way when you leverage a technique. Number two, it addresses when people fall to the ground. If you Google or YouTube Jiu-Jitsu, you're going to see a lot of grappling or wrestling type imagery. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's because girls are going to end up on the ground in a self-defense situation, unfortunately, but that's where most fights happen. And now you're seeing it. It's really popular. You see it in movies. You see it in, you know, the MMA and UFC. I'm not into all that kind of stuff. But you see jiu-jitsu being applied because it really works. And the last reason we liked it is because it's actually live sparring. Like, when we do a move, I'm not just going to tell you about it. We're going to actually do it. And so it's not a little sequence of, like, I think karate has katas or whatever. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to come at you in a prescribed sequence. We're going to actually do it. So it's pretty exciting.
So you want to see what's going on in studio today? Go to Facebook, facebook.com/KFUO radio. We are live on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Sarah's going to learn some skills this morning.
So yeah,
can I say mad skills? Is that appropriate?
Sure. Hashtag.
No, I don't know if you could do that with headphones on or not.
I think I might have to take the headphones off.
They're coming up.
So what are some important things that what are you going to teach Sarah today? I'm just going to observe.
So yeah, you're in the safe spot. You're in the safe space over there, right?
Oh, man.
So I'm going to teach you the wrist escape. And
it's weird without headphones on.
Yeah. So the wrist escape is a very simple technique. It's not like we're going to be coming at each other, kicking or striking each other, because most situations, if you can get ahead of the game, is to just protect yourself and escape the situation, because your head's up, your head's out of your phone, your earphones are off, and maybe you're in college, you're walking down the campus, or you're in the library, or you're at a party. Not that any of our college students are going to go to a party, but just in case they're there and someone grabs their wrist, the instinct is not, some martial arts will say, just turn around and kick them or strike them. In jiu-jitsu, it's making you smarter, because sometimes you may not be able to overpower a stronger person, but we're going to make you smart and a little bit sassy, too, at the same time.
I like that.
So, first I want you
to... It's not going to take a lot of work.
I want you to grab...
Hey, now!
Yeah, she's already got some game. So, first of all, I want you to grab my wrist so you understand the principle. So, if I'm facing you and you just pull me, I'm going to fall right forward, right? Because my feet are straight against you. So, the first thing we teach our kids to do, I'm going to actually face this way for the camera. If you grab me, we teach the kids to pretend they're on like a surfboard or a skateboard. So, they go from here to here. So, now if you pull me, I have all my strength now in my legs, right? I can't be pulled as hard anyway. And so the next thing is, when you pull me, I'm going to step a little bit forward to you, and I'm going to take my elbow, and I'm going to kind of take it all the way in this half circle up past your nose and all the way up to the sky. So I'm going to go like this.
Oh.
So I didn't have to break these guns I only had to break this space right here.
And my dad taught me a long time ago that that's the weakest part right
there.
That's
the weakest part. So you can hold me as tight as you want, as long as I just do that. And then if you hold me with two hands, I can reach through and do the same thing.
The weakest part is between the forefinger and the thumb.
Right.
On
We're on radio.
We're on Facebook Live, too, but I'm just giving the visual here.
Give us some, So here, I'm going to grab your wrist.
Okay.
And the first thing you're going to do is step, get on your surfboard. There you
get
go.
Get on my surfboard.
And now do a half moon up and strike it out. So now I'm going to hold
really
you a little
cool.
bit tighter.
All
ready?
Right.
Go.
So what she's doing is bringing her arm right out of the other hand's grip, right, that's between the forefinger and the thumb.
Up.
Yeah.
Like across the face.
Up. Yeah, straight
right.
up.
Yeah. So now I'm going to grab one arm with both of my hands. And you're going to
surfboard,
reach
grab
up
my hand.
Over, go up. Biggest tip I give people is if they're when you're doing that, don't punch yourself in the face.
That would be very easy to do, by the way.
So there you go, up.
Right past your ear.
That's
and then she gets away.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I feel so much safer now.
That's pretty impressive.
It's very simple.
That was really fun.
And anyone can do it. I mean, I start with girls who are 6 years old all the way to 18 as they prepare for college. But a six-year-old girl, if they feel that and they train, the instinct is as soon as they feel it to turn and then to pop your wrist out, they can get away.
Yeah. And that's something that's really easy for parents to practice with the kids, too.
And it's a great, I loved it with my daughters because they are older. And it gave me like that one last time for them to kind of wrestle with me and just have that physical time with my kids.
It was some bonding time.
I feel like siblings would be really good at this. Brothers and sisters would.
That's a good way to practice. So the great flip. Tell us a little bit more about the great flip.
So the great flip came because I'm like, hey, girls, let's go do martial arts. Let's learn jujitsu. And we walk into this gym and we're like, okay, it's kind of stinky. Or we have to roll with in a co-ed experience. And they knew that this was a life skill that they needed and they wanted it. But they're like, is there a way that we can practice or learn a few things before we step into that environment? And so that got me thinking. I'm like, hey, why don't we create something that's an introduction. I do really think girls should go into a gym sometime or a workshop and really feel what it's like for a bigger person to grab their wrist or to give them that pressure. But just to start out with, I've heard a lot of people say, especially dads, I want my girls to know how to do this, but they don't want to go. So these are online instructional videos that you can subscribe to and watch from the comfort of your home. You can watch it with your church group, with your Heritage Girls troop, and the Heritage Girls just signed on and named my company a Further Learning Program Alliance, so it's been really exciting.
And the name, The Great Flip, where did that come from?
So the martial arts aren't normally associated with the Christian worldview, and I wanted to add that passion and that value of my family into that. So my daughter actually named it The Great Flip. Martin Luther actually referred to a Bible verse, so you make sure I get this right, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and he said, well, the Bible says, he who knew no sin became sin, so through him we might become the righteousness of God. So Martin Luther called that the great exchange. Well, I call it the great flip.
So taking this, you share on your website that this is a grace approach to teaching and learning, and that while you're teaching self-defense, also life skills as well. Why is that important to you?
So I have two girls, and I feel like the pressure on our girls is just so intense. For some reason, anxiety is at an all-time high, especially with girls. And I feel like sometimes as a parent myself and in the church, we've grown dangerously close to exchanging one set of rules for another. It's like, okay, you know, you're saved by grace, but now you have this holy living that you have this expectation. Now we tell her you need to be pure, you need to be modest, you need to live right. And then we say you need to do extracurricular activities. You need to go on a mission trip. You need to read your Bible. And it's like, and it's like, wait a minute. Can I just in one small way restore grace and create kind of like this grace place as they learn a cool life skill, but they also know not only who they are, but whose they are. So I want to kind of infuse that Christ crucified for me concept in my ministry in a fun life skill, but also teach them about grace.
So all about gift.
Yes.
All about gift. Yeah. The Great Flip, we'll provide a link to it, thegreatflip.com, and that's where you can find out more about these videos that you can use. Yeah. You can subscribe to and learn right at home. You can learn right alongside your child or pass it along, you know, share the information with a young lady maybe heading back to college this year. That would be a great place.
They can watch it in their dorm rooms together. It's a great team building, you know, for youth groups.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And ministries. So
now, Sarah's going to be practicing these moves in her cubicle today,
totally.
All day
yeah.
long.
Grab
my hand.
Grab my wrist. Better than pull my finger.
This is really helpful, and glad to hear that that American Heritage Girls also finds it helpful and has encouraged, you know, endorsed this as a great resource for further learning as well for young women. Jody, thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour. It's been fantastic to have you in studio and to provide this great resource for young women. Thanks for being our guest.
All right, thank you.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.